أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحي إلي ربي إنه سميع قريب. In the previous ayats, the last ruku of Surah Sabah, by way of advice, Allah Ta'ala brings back the same three main points: the oneness, Tawheed of Allah, the Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and belief in Akhirah. And at the end, in the summary, Allah Ta'ala calls upon every person that think for yourself and realize, first of all, the truthfulness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who grew up amongst the Arabs in front of them. And then the subject matter, see for yourselves how true and correct it is. Further now, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ ضَلَلْتُ تُو كَهْ كَأَغَرْ مَيْ بِحْكَى هُوَا هُوْ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the people of Makkah that think for yourself. If you think that I'm gone astray, that I've given up the religion of my forefathers, that is idol worship, etc., and you call me a Sabi, a person who has renegated and given up his forefathers' religion, and you think I'm gone astray, فَإِنَّمَا أَضِلُّ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي تو بِحْكُنْغَا أَبْنِهِ نُقْسَانْ كُو. Then it will be only my own harm that I'm gone astray. Why are you making such a big issue about it? If I'm gone astray, then I'm gone astray. Why are you making such a big issue about it? And on the other hand, وَإِنِهْتَدَيْتُ وَرَغَرْ هُمَا سِيدِ رَاسْتَ پَرْ. And if I'm on the right path, فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي تو اس سبب سے کہ وحی بھیجتا ہی مجھ کو میرا رب. Then that is because my Allah is sending وحی, revelation to me, and through that He is guiding me towards Him, and is guiding me towards the right path. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ. بے شک وہ سب کچھ سنتا ہے, نزدیک ہے. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala is the hearer of everything and is very close to every person. So close that is more closer than our jugular vein, which is that vein that is the source of our life. In other words, Allah is more closer to us than our own life also, our own ruh also. So close Allah Ta'ala is. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. اور کبھی تو دیکھ جب یہ گھبرائے پھر نہ بچے بچ بھاگ کر اور پکرے ہوئے آئے نزدیک جگہ سے. Then Allah Ta'ala now further draws a scene of the day of Qiyamah, that oh you the reader, you will see sometime that these people will be very frightened and very tense, and that will be at the time of maut or on the day of Qiyamah, when they will witness Malakul Maut at the time of death, and the scenes of Akhirat will start opening, and the Azab and the Farishtas of Azab will come to them, or the day of Qiyamah, Fala Fauta, then they will not be able to escape in any way. They will want to escape from all sides. وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And they will be caught from a very easily, in other words, a very close place. It isn't like there will be great effort to go and catch them, that they are hiding somewhere or something, but very easily they will be caught, and then they will face the tortures and the torments of life after death and on the day of Qiyamah. And at that time they will say, وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ. اور کہنے لگے ہم نے اس کو یقین مان لیا. We believe everything now. What the Rasul was telling us, what the Quran was saying, at that time, at the time of death, or when they will be on the day of Qiyamah, they will say, we believe all that. وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. اور اب کہاں ان کو اوٹ پہنچ سکتا ہے بعید جگہ سے. Now how can they reach that iman from a far away place? Iman is very close in this dunya. That is, it is very easy to bring iman. And what is that iman required? To believe in the unseen. Not what you see with your eyes, but what you believe with your heart. What you have heard are the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you believe. So believe is very near. Yeah, the minute a person says he believes, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So this is the chance when it is so easy, it is very close, and you believe. On the day of Qiyamah, when you'll see everything, that iman is very far. Because that iman is not accepted by Allah. What you believe, what you see with your eyes. Value of iman is that which you trust on the words of Allah and His Rasul. And you bring iman on that. That iman has got value by Allah Ta'ala. And that iman is now present in this dunya. On the day of Akhirat will be the iman on your eyes. What you see with your eyes. That iman will not be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Not very long ago, perhaps 40-50 years ago, a doctor who was in a hospital, and he was very deeny inclined, and 100 of his patients at the time of death, he read kalima for them to read. He says only 3 read kalima. And this is in Pakistan, and about 40-50 years ago. The rest of them spoke all about dunya, about their business, about all other things. He also writes that one friend of his, an engineer, who had a retarded child and who had to be chained all the time. At one time, the child, by the worker, because of his negligence, the child was not chained, and he caused lot of harm in the house. That the engineer came and he was very angry with the child, very angry with Allah Ta'ala, etc. And he said he doesn't believe in Allah, otherwise how can this child be behaving like this? Anyway, after a few days, he was in charge of a certain project, and there they found a body of a person that had passed away centuries ago, and that body was 100% intact, the kafan and everything. Then he told this doctor, "I bring iman now." And this is the important thing why I mentioned this, is the doctor told him, this is iman on your eyes, and that iman is not accepted by Allah. Iman, what you bring, trusting in the words of Allah and His Rasul, that is the iman which is accepted by Allah. So that is, that iman is very near and easy for us now. In the Akhirat, that iman will be very far. That iman will come what you can see with your eyes, and that iman is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ اور اس سے منکر رہے پہلے سے. And from before in the world, you did not believe in the words of Allah and His Rasul. وَيَقْذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ اور پھینکتے رہے اس بن دیکھے نشانہ پر دور کی جگہ سے. And you kept on taking a shot in the dark. That is the things of Akhirat. You just said, no, there is nothing like Akhirat. There is nothing like Jannat and Jahannam. There is nothing like the life of the Qabr, etc. It was just a shot in the dark, just all your own imagination and your own words. And now you see it with your eyes and you bring iman. That iman is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا فُعِلَ بِيَشْيَاعِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ اور رکاوٹ پر گئی ان میں اور ان کے عارض میں جیسا کہ کیا گیا ہے ان کے طریقے والوں کے ساتھ اس سے پہلے. And then Allah Ta'ala will cause a great distance between them and that which they desire. That is all their nafsani khaishat. And even the desire of iman, Allah will make a distance between them. That iman of the Akhirat is not accepted by Allah. Tawbah now is very valuable by Allah. And it's very easy. Tawbah in the Akhirat, a person will cry tears of blood and tears of pus, but it will not be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The tawbah of now is very accepted. So all that what a person desires, he will be made distant from it in the Akhirat, just as of the people of before as well. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكِّمْ مُرِيبِ These people, وہ لوگ تھے ایسے تردد میں جو چین نہ لینے دے. And they were in such doubt that the doubt did not let them find peace of mind at all. All the time, like with regard for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, propaganda they should make. Sometimes they used to say, Na'uzubillah, he's a liar. Sometimes that didn't work. Then they used to say, he's an imposter. That didn't work. Then they used to say, he's making jadu, black magic. Then that didn't work. Then they used to say, he's a madman. Just like today also, all various propaganda is made against Islam and Muslims. So this is that doubt they are living in. All all the time trying something new to find some way to justify themselves. And this is that unpeaceful life a person has. Then a person wants to find peace in material things. And Allah has kept no peace of mind in material things. Peace of mind is in Iman and in the belief in Allah Ta'ala. When a person doesn't find that, then he wants to, then even if people don't find it in material things, then they look for it in alcohol, they look for it in drugs, they look for it in promiscuity, in all other things. Whereas peace of mind is in the obedience of Allah and the correct belief in Allah Ta'ala. That brings us to the end of Surah Sabah. We will be starting Surah Fatir, inshaAllah. So, yeah.